Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Miss Misunderstood. It's your girl Tamara, and I know I am the most inconsistent human ever, but then that is just caused due to my depression and lack of inspiration in life. Anyway, apologies for the noise in the background. I'm currently in my shop. By the way, did you know I opened a makeup shop? Thanks to family and friends who supported me. Anyway, I always have to say that because like this experience really taught me that I can't do everything on my own. So thanks to support from family and friends, I opened a shop, a makeup shop where I sell like really good makeup at very affordable prices. So if you want to treat your girl, or a girl you want to treat yourself or update your makeup, I got you. I'm on Edimu Road. Anyway, shameless self plug aside, I'm in my shop and there's traffic outside because my shop is in the filling station. So there's traffic outside and there's a lot of cars and they're all honking and shit. So sorry about that, right? Okay. So, what have I brought for you today? I don't know. I was thinking and I remembered one long weekend I had a couple years ago. I don't know if I already told you the story, but you know what? If I have, I'm gonna tell it again for those who haven't heard it. And if I have not, well, you're in for a treat. Now, I know I always overshare with my sex stories, so I'm just gonna keep it to a if you know what I mean. So, let's say there were three guys, yeah, that I was kind of into at the time. Now, I won't say I was catching feelings, but my vagina was also very happy to hear from these boys whenever. So, I think it was just some sort of coincidence. They'd been asking to see, and due to my moving moods of depression, I only have one period in time where, like, you know, when I'm up, I'm like, okay, sure, let me see everybody. My dear, I did not know that everybody will be ready to see me. I did not know this. Oh yeah, now listen. So let's say the weekend started on a Friday. On Friday, I got a cab and I went all the way down to see, let's call him Femi. Now, Femi was a really, really good guy. He was fun. He kept me fed. You know, he kept me drunk. He got me weed. I got so high. I was having a fucking good time with Femi. But you know, he's also kind of like a dud, kind of boring. Like he can take care of you, but like personality wise he's kind of well, we didn't manage, I'm sure. Yeah, anyhow, we got down to sex. The sex was, I don't know, let's say 3/10 or 4/10. It was okay. I mean, I wasn't exactly pleased by it. Now, let's put this way, yeah? Each guy I'm going to tell you about has an increasingly larger dick, right? Okay, so Femi is the guy with the medium-esque dick. I don't want to call it small for, you know, guys who talk about minuscule penises and have, you know, fragile egos. But his penis is not, like, the smallest I've ever seen. But it was very, very average. It was very your middle finger, like if you don't have large middle fingers, you understand? It was just like the average. Okay, and so like he's really, really good at giving head. Oh my god, if this motherfucker eats you out, the way he uses his tongue to massage your clit, the way all of that good stuff, it's really good. Yeah, so we did a whole bunch of play. I always go down with my oils, my gels, and you know, we had a lot of fun. It was okay. So because I was not like overly impressed, you know, the next day I got out of there, I like went away, and then on my way back home, so person called me like, hey, are you still around? If you are, please, I really want to see you. And dang, let me tell you something about Ekene, which is not his real name, by the way. Ekene has a long dick. It's not too fat, but it's a medium-sized, really long dick that pokes your pelvic wall. He just chokes it inside and you want to start crying for the blood of Jesus. asking yourself, where did I go wrong in life to get to be put under this man? What did I do? I mean, the pain is bittersweet. That's not like, you know, it's so sweet because when that long thing is just scratching his way inside you, because it's kind of curved. I think it's kind of curved up. So he has this up curve and it's like long and it just goes, ugh. Yeah, so Ekene, premium dick, except there is no slowing down with Ekene. Ekene does not give head. Ekene does not, you know, really take time to massage, you know, your touchy touchies. He just really wants to fuck you like a hungry horse. Okay, well, hippo, but horse. And he just wants to ram. And you can't really take it, especially when he bends you over, doggy. It's like, okay, well, I'm sorry I came here. It was good, it was fine. Eventually, you know, when he comes, he's a one come finish guy. He's a done finish man. One come. The first Femi was more of a come first, do it again, come, like he recovered really quickly. But Ekene is more like a, he's going to use all his energy and fuck you 30 minutes straight, and then, you know, that's the end. Alright, so so Friday, that was Saturday, yeah. So Saturday I went back home. Sunday, yes, while I was at home, I finally got a call from David. Now, David and I had only met recently, was only platonic, but I found him physically attractive. And I guess I was just feeling very much like a whore. I had a lot of holes in my heart that needed filling. And all these boys were willing to fill up my holes with their penises. So, I don't know. I guess, whatever. So then, I decided to go hang out with David. Now, to me, this is all going to be purely platonic. I was not expecting there to be any sort of a vibe. But turns the fuck out that we vibed on a very neutral level. There were no sparks flying. There was no serious connection. It was just like very civil. And then even the part where we decided to have sex, like, oh, do you want to have sex? I'm like, yes. Do you want to have sex? He's like, yes. Okay, let's have sex. And then, you know, we both go into the bathroom, we go take showers individually, of course, and then we come out and the next person goes in, and I saw this schlong from afar. It was quite confusing to me. But I said, no. It cannot be the dick as I'm saying. Maybe it's the way the towel wrapped over it. Uncle, auntie, if you see when this boy brought his fine ass to the bed and he had this fat ass monster cock curved up too, just like a Kenes, but like much fatter, much more feeling. I swear to God, I wanted to chicken out, but I said, nah. Vaginas in history have gone through so much for us to be here today, to be able to take big dick from men. That's not some inspiration in my head, but seriously, God, this young man fucking killed it. Now, he also did not give head. He also was very squeamish, you know. He didn't want to touch and put hand in the pussy. He didn't want to touch, and he just did the basic things: suck breasts and penetrate. There wasn't really anything to just suck breasts, 1, 2, 3. Okay, I'm ready to penetrate. And then he's fucking long ass fat dick was just curving up like a cobra in my face, and I'm like, Lord of God. I tried to put it in my mouth, yeah, but my teeth kept scraping on it because it was so full. And if you know me, you know I kind of have a small mouth, so like there was no space for oxygen to pass through. So my teeth, he was like, oh no, stop. I said, okay, well, bro, I give up on you and your penis, bro. But the sex was overall 6 out of 10. Okay, well, if Femi was 4 out of 10, to be fair, and Ekene was 5 out of 10, because that one was just a ramming horse, then we could say what's his face, did I give him a name? David. Okay, yeah, David is 6 out of 10. Is it 6? I don't know. Well, all of these are just because they only satisfy me on a physical level. None of these men, you know, actually clicked with me mentally. Like, I'm talking maybe strictly intellectually, strictly based on the mind. I could not click with any of these men. All these men were just, you know, penises attached to bodies. And I guess that's fine, because as a single woman, I stay single and horny for such a long time that I need as much dick as I can get. But, and I'm about to talk about my favorite. Let's look for a sexy name for him. Jermaine. Oh my God. Now, Jermaine is a Yoruba boy. Oh my God, my God, my God. Now, of all the guys that, you know, I've spoken about, Jermaine is the most normal. He's the less rich one. Yeah, he's just like a average normal guy. Now, he's not poor by any stretch of the word. He's not broke, but you know, he's a daily hustler, you know, garbage in, garbage out kind of fella. Or like the rest, were like, you know, standard living fellas. So they were okay, they were well to do to a certain extent, so they were like, you know, standing on their own. But Jermaine, it was, is more of a like a everyday. I don't know why I'm giving you Jermaine's backstory, but like, he's so sweet, and I guess that's why sex with him was the best of all. Now, his dick wasn't the largest, it wasn't the longest, but bruh, it fits perfectly. Like, he could stretch and put the whole thing deep inside me, and I would go nuts. And you know that, you know, usually the rest were pleasure, sweet pain. This one was just strictly pleasure. It was so good. And then instead of trying to, you know, ram me, like, you know, I don't even know what it is, like a fucking, what's that thing they used to ram things? Oh my God, I don't know the name of words. Anyway, he just took his time, he took it slow, he sucked on my nipples, he kissed my neck, he sucked on my earlobes, he gave me the works, he gave me everything. Like, if that guy tells me one day that he's in love with me, I will believe with my whole heart, and I will tell him that I'm in love with him too, because damn. But he, unfortunately, he's not available at the moment. Anyway, we were so into it. He kept on grinding and fucking, so sweet, so tender. You understand? Like, even when I was riding him, it didn't feel like, oh, I'm jabbing my internal organs with some hard tissue. No, it was like, oh yes, daddy, please. Don't let it stop. It was so fucking good. And one thing I realized that most guys have in common when I'm having sex with them is most don't finish until we're in doggy. Hold on, guys. My snacks has arrived. Thank you. All right. So, what I was saying, most don't finish until we are in doggy. And it is so crazy how, like, I don't know, maybe because my bum bum is big, yes, and then they will all just squeeze my bum bum and be jam. But Jermaine was so tender. Jermaine was so sweet. I swear to God, of all the night rest I had with all the guys, yeah, Jermaine's was the best. I had the best dreams. I had the best, like, you know, glow in the morning. I felt the best. And of all those guys, Jermaine is the major one I'm still in contact with today. Jermaine's was like on the Monday after the Sunday, so you know, it was a 4-day weekend with 4 different men. Of course, oh my God, I just be going through all these trysts. I really, really take advantage of my beauty, to take advantage of men's desire to have sex with me, to have as much sex as possible. Because, you know, sometimes you don't want to have sex, you just want to sit and like, oh, sex is disgusting, ew, no, gross, yeah? But sometimes you start to ovulate and you're mad horny. You're mad horny. Anyway, I hope the people in this story don't know I'm talking about them. If I gave brief descriptions, but you know, this is a generic man. It could be anyone and it could be anything. I'm just happy that, you know, I got to fuck Jermaine. He's so good. He's just so good. And I think maybe that's the reason I even made this podcast. I just wanted to rave about what great dick I had. His dick really touched my soul. His dick opened my heart up to the possibility of love. Now, he's not the most like educated of all. He doesn't speak the biggest grammar like I do. You know, we communicate in simpler terms, yeah? But the way he just does his thing, you know, I don't need big grammar to be happy, baby. Just you. You understand? He is so good. Like, as a Yoruba demon that he is, yeah, he plays his game so perfectly. Like, even if his girlfriend were to challenge me tomorrow, say, leave my man for me, I say, it's true, I'm sorry. I'll apologize to him, I apologize to the girlfriend, I apologize to everybody involved, because motherfucker, that dick was good and that dick was worth it. Okay, so enough about raving about different penises I've had in my life. Yeah, I totally give him an 8 over 10. Like, seriously, 8 over 10. I felt good all through. I slept good after. You know, I felt comfortable. I felt wanted. I felt desired. You know, it wasn't just like, oh, okay, and I just want to fuck. Man, I just fuck anything. Let's just fuck for the sake of that. We're people that are fucking. You understand? As in, just, we're just not fucking because we're horny. We're fucking because we actually wanted to fuck each other. That was a whole other level. And I guess that's the moral lesson of the story. Fuck people that want to fuck you. Okay, now go fuck yourselves. Get out of my podcast. Bye.